I'm only moving around here for a change of scenery for a moment. Not because I plan to stand here a long time and speak. Last time I left my notes on the printer, Joel was out of the door like a shot, so I'm not going to admit that I left my notes on the printer and just carry on now. No, I'm good. Thank you, Joel. Because I just want to share a short thought, really, for this evening. Interestingly, last Sunday we had the same story as we have at the end of today's Gospel of Luke passage, except we had John's version of the clearing of the temple. And I was very tempted to just read it and change the references and see if anyone noticed. But I did think that that was a bit of a stretch with only a week apart between the sermons. So I'm going to concentrate on a different part of this today. Although I will say one thing, which I did say last week. It's never a bad thing to be reminded that raging against injustice and acting is a bad thing. Jesus actually shows us by example that that is the way to respond to injustice. But I want to go to the beginning of this evening's passage, and maybe something that you have just sort of, you've heard it so many times, you may not have even thought about it. Jesus is coming from a time of praying with his disciples, and as they walk down the road from the Mount of Olives, the religious grumpy people, now Luke always uses the Pharisees as some poor straw people to throw things at all the time, but they were just, it's a shorthand for the grumpy religious types, start complaining that the disciples are getting really excited about God and singing about it and shouting about it, joyfully with a loud voice. I like that phrase, joyfully with a loud voice, for all the deeds of power they'd seen. And so they say, these people in the crowd, tell your disciples to order your disciples to stop. And Jesus answers, I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. Now that, as I say, is probably a phrase you've heard 100,000 times in our lifetimes. And we probably think of it as a kind of witty rejoinder, a kind of quick quip that Jesus thinks up to throw back at those who are being grumpy. But I think it actually says something much more than that. Of course I do. Otherwise, I'd never have anything to say in a sermon. These stones shouting out is something that is rooted deep in the Hebrew understanding. And it is carried through into our Christian scriptures, but not so much. But deep within the Hebrew scriptures, there is an understanding that all creation is infused with the life of God. The trees will clap their hands. The skies and seas sing the praise of God. All creation together is valued and recognized as God's creative act constantly. It's not a God created back then. It's God is creating and recreating at all moments. In the Christian church, we've lost this view, particularly since probably the 15th or 16th century, when we have detached humanity. We've, rather than being a part of creation, we've become apart from creation. The pinnacle of the created order, as many theologians have described it. But now we're starting to recognize again that all creation is indeed linked. Science tells us that at a level that we can't even imagine, we are all sharing the same energy, all sharing the same being. This is much more in tune with what our ancients have taught us and which we seem to have done a good job of forgetting. And I think that forgetting that means that we, in the West particularly, have seen the earth as something to be dominated and as something to be exploited rather than fellow creatures as part of God's plan for all things. I think if our theology reflected that more, then the destruction of the environment and the destruction and the tearing away of the earth's resources would not be the same. We would see this creation as a gift of which we are a part, something to be stewarded and cared for. And I think we may well get to the stage where if we continue to remain silent, the stones will indeed shout out, and we might not want to hear what they have to say. Amen.